Any comments on the issue of neutropenia with tests 1 and 2, and also the suggestion that maybe patients do better if they get neutropenia?
Yeah, so that's true. It's an interesting observation. We see it pretty often, again, because I'm pretty aggressive with dosing TAS 102. In particular, we have a study, for example, with radioembolization and TAS 102, where neutropenia and thrombocytopenia are pretty common, and we see good responses. So I do think it's a radiosensitizer, at least with radioembolization as we're doing it. And, you know, in that setting, I'm willing to use growth factors, and certainly it will support it. I just have trouble using drugs third or fourth line with clearly marginal advantage for most patients and putting them in the hospital with fever or using growth factors. But I think, again, some people can get months and months out of these treatments, so it's not something you should just disdain. It's just the patients who don't get benefit, you tend to abandon it early.